Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Pleasing God is faith living by principle, not by emotion. Pleasing God is faith living by principle, the Holy Spirit said. But here's the other. Pleasing people, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me, is fearful living by phobia.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a message that was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, Pleasing God, Serving People. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Dishonesty, deception, and lies are the primary tool of a people pleaser. If they think that you want to hear something, then they're willing to be dishonest in order to get your approval. I've come here tonight to tell you, you have not been called to be a people pleaser. That's the reason why I'm still in the ministry today after 30 years. Because if I live for the approval of everybody that I preach to, I would be in a padded room right now. Watch this right here. How many of you in this building right now, just in the building, not all of you at home, all of you in this building, how many of you are a little cold right now? Let me see your hand. How many of you are a little warm right now? Let me see your hand. How many of you feel like it's just right now? Look at that. See, in the new church I build, everybody gets a thermostat. You can adjust it whatever way you want to. That's what a people pleaser does. Run around, are you all right? Are you okay? Am I okay? Am I all right? Can I dig a little deeper here tonight? People pleasers, write it down, also have what I just described, the tendency to frustrate other people with insidious behavior. They ask their spouse 24 hours a day on text and in person, do you love me? Do you love me? What you doing? Are you all right? Am I all right? Are you okay? Oh, Lord, I'm going to need security to get out of here tonight. I can already see it. Yes, sirree. Done dug around a rotten root right here. Insidious behavior. A people pleaser's goal is always the same. To keep everyone from knowing just how bad they feel about themselves and striving at any cost, even to their own physical malady, to keep somebody propped up. I'm about to send some freedom your way here tonight. A person afflicted with the disease to please will typically tell more lies over the course of a lifetime than those with other mental illnesses. Here's what the Holy Spirit said to me a few weeks to describe to this, to our staff here, because I've had people tell me, you know what, Pastor, I just can't please you. Well, first of all, you're not here to please me. And if you try, as a staff or employee, I didn't please that guy. Are you kidding me? I didn't please him because he was always moving to goal. Yeah, I'm talking about him to his face. Some of y'all won't do that. He's always moving to goal because we're always doing something. That's the wonderful thing about working around here, is because there's always something different going on. I mean, right now I got 2 truckloads worth of mattresses. Time out. Is that what church is supposed to be? It is at the time. Now, next week, listen, when this whole thing started, they rolled up out here with Convoy of Hope with 2 truckloads full of yogurt. We were giving out yogurt. Come on, get the yogurt. I mean, if you want to get in that world, I think I've had 9 funerals in the past 2 weeks. And in the middle of that, there'll be somebody who needs a decision made. and a P.O. sign. Come on, somebody. I mean, one day I saw myself physically or in this, I don't know, probably messed up. I'm seeing myself take a hat off here and move it. I just keep moving the hat. It's like the clown at the zoo. I mean, at the circus. You just keep them plates spinning, boy. And the only problem with that is that sooner or later, one of them's going to fall. So I've chosen to please the Lord and leave the consequences to God. Because I'm going to preach some things that's probably going to rub your cat hair backward. I don't know. I've started churches all over the place. It's amazing. Because not everybody's going to line up with it. And if I pastored this church waiting on everybody to pat me on the back, some of y'all don't even like the message I'm preaching right now. Come on now. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. And boy, it was like light bulb. Faith, write it down. Pleasing God is faith living by principle. Now, this is where I want to help doctor you now. I've sliced you open. Now we're going to start going into doctoring you here. Faith, pleasing God is faith living by principle. What does the Bible say in Hebrews 11 and 6? But without faith, it is impossible to do what? Come on, to please God. But he that believeth must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the summation of that is, if I don't operate in the principle of faith, then nothing I do will please the Lord. So living, pleasing God is faith living by principle. Not by emotion, not by the wind that blows, not by some new doctrine or trend that comes by, not by polling everybody. Have you heard a little bit about polls lately? Oh, this poll says this and this. I mean, that's the reason why I would never make a great politician. Because if you're worried about all of that, you'll never survive. Faith. Pleasing God is faith living by principle, the Holy Spirit said. But here's the other. Write this down. Pleasing people, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me, is fearful living by phobia. Pleasing God by faith lives by principle. If you want to please the Lord, live by principle. But pleasing people is fearful living by phobia. What does that mean? It means, am I all right with you? Am I all right with you? Is it okay? Is everything all right? Are you all right? Are you okay? Okay, all right. Are you okay? Are you okay? Because I don't want you to be not. What's the matter? Are y'all all right? Y'all not frowning. You're frowning a little bit. Is it okay? Am I preaching all right? Are you just shaking your head? I don't know. And I'm schizophrenic because I'm afraid of all of your faces out there, and I'm afraid many preachers will not preach the word of God because they're living by a phobia. Some of you won't live for God in front of your own family or your boss because you're afraid of what other people are going to think. The devil is a liar. Rise up and get faith and live by principle, and if the world changes, the principle stays the same because it's God you're pleasing. I'm not doing this for myself. If I'm doing it for myself, I am worried about what everybody thinks. Now, it's not that I don't want everybody to be happy, but if I think I'm going to make everybody happy in this room, if I was handing out $100 bills tonight, somebody would want to know, why isn't it $500? Am I right about it? I'm going to give you a $100 bill. Can you break it down in 20s? Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. There's always a moving marker somewhere. Pleasing people is fearful living by phobia. Stop it. Stop it in the name of Jesus. The principles of God's word that we live by are unchangeables. I'm going to try that on again. The principles that we live by and say we have faith in are the unchangeables. God's not changing the rules on this thing. What he was for yesterday, he's for today. That's the reason why living by principles will keep you, principles of the word of God will keep you out of a place of struggle waiting for somebody to approve you. Pleasing God, serve people. Say that with me. Please God, serve people. The attitude of people is always moving. Let me dig into your house a little bit. So the spouse, whatever, gets up Saturday morning and decides, I'm going to cook some eggs, cook some breakfast. That's great. How do you like your eggs? Mama didn't ask me that. When Mom made breakfast, she scrambled it all. I'd like mine over easy with the light, you know, half the yolk busted and the other half. By the time I got to the table, everybody was getting scrambled eggs. Try to please someone in your house just to cook breakfast. Bacon? Have you got some turkey bacon? At that point, you just say, forget it. You ain't getting no bacon at all. Don't even know what bacon is. Let me show you this. Jesus pleased his Father. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit opened this up. Are you ready for this? He pleased God before he started his ministry. Are you with me? Why? Because he was his son. That's it. He pleased his father because he was his son, not by what he has done. He hadn't done anything yet. Matthew chapter number 3 tells the story. The Holy Spirit is there with him, and things are about to happen in the Jordan River, and all of a sudden Jesus is there and John the Baptist is there. And he said, John, I need you to baptize me. And he baptizes him, and straightway he come up out of the water, the Bible says. And then there was a voice from heaven that said, what? This is my beloved son in whom I am well. Now, Jesus had done no miracles. He hadn't opened up any eyes or fixed anybody's leg or cleansed any lepers or done anything like that. This is an important fact of this message here tonight. Because if you're not pleased with me for who I am, then nothing I do will ever please you. Why was the Father pleased with his son, Jesus? Because he was his son, Jesus. Period. So if I try to appease God instead of please God with my faith and believing in him, then I'll always wonder, does God like me or not? Even though the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Even though the Bible says that you come and confess your sins with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved. And the next thing we try to do is start, are you hearing this tonight? The next thing we try to do is try to appease God by doing works. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to pray more and all that. And what does God say? None of that is going to matter. In my love for you and my compassion for you, I am affirming you because you are my child.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.